Item 7, from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. On May 7th, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit considered this item and took no action, and this item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Dr. Norris.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Supervisor. I'm Rick Norris, Director of Community Business Development Partnership. But before I get into the waiver report, I'd just like to say that presentation on population trend and things of that nature I found very intriguing. And I know what was said, but I also heard some opportunities along with some challenges there. And I'm very excited about that. So just to give you a little heads up, I have a fetish for data information. It tells me a story. That's the engineer in me. And therefore, the dots are starting to connect. I've been here less than 3 months now. As I look at Supervisor Rainey, your one of your missions for minority impact statement, I see opportunities. And when I listen to that report on economics and transportation, I see a lot of things. And so what it tells me as the director of my particular department, my businesses, I need to start preparing them for a tremendous opportunity. So I'm going to drill down. I got the reports, and I'm going to drill down more into that information. With that said, for March waiver report, the good news as we complete this quarter that the numbers are trending downward. We're a little less than 21% with wavering minority participation. A lion's share of that is in the Department of with DHHS, about 72%. What we're doing in our department now, we're looking at each project and looking at it in detail, and we see whether or not it's really warranted. I look at the waiver numbers as opportunity for capacity building. And so when I see 72%, these organizations are nonprofit in nature. They're doing a lot of good things in the community, but they don't lend themselves sometimes for participation. Just to note, there is one contract with the Milwaukee Police Department. With that said, going forward, as I indicated before, is that we're going to submit two formats for the report, the current format that you see right now and the other format that will separate out those projects that do not or should not be counted in the waiver report. And again, I've said many times again that this report is our report, and if it's something that I want your input. And so for the next several reports, you're going to be seeing two formats of the report, and I appreciate your feedback. And I'd be happy to entertain any questions at this point.
Any comments or questions? Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director Norris, you mentioned the minority impact statement. Just to refresh my memory, when can we anticipate receiving the report?
I'm going to get together with Director Teague on this, of supervisors. I think we've been meeting and discussing some things on that. I missed the last report that was submitted, but I think we're getting close to some things that we can report back to you. Just want you to know we are been looking at it, and we've been talking to various departments on how they can help in the effort to lessen the roadblocks of getting contracts, or once contracts are let, that make it beneficial for those companies to do well. Okay. And I will get back to you, sir.
Sure. So at the moment, you don't have a timeline that you could share?
I'm really reluctant to give you a timeline, because then without checking with my colleagues and see what their schedules and things are. So I just don't want to give you a timeline. But I will get back to you within the next 24 hours of a pending when we can get back to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We did have an opportunity to talk a little bit on agenda setting. And as you start changing those reports, what we recommended was that you continue to do both reports so that the committee gets to see how you're doing the changes. And then as we work towards it and everyone's satisfied with the way the information is coming, the hope is to eventually get back to a new revised report. But we don't want to lose information that many members may want that's on the existing report. So you're going to do two reports, basically, the, the one you're doing now and then the one you're going to revise with some of your great ideas. That's my understanding, correct?
That's correct. And some of that same information you see now will still be on a report, but it's just going to be reformatted in a different way.
And committee members are going to be looking from to you for whether you're satisfied with the new report. Is there something else you want? So we can start getting to work towards just one revised report. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did your committee receive this? Madam Clerk, call item 8.